So pretty much all my life, there has been this culture of kind of self-help, psychology, positive thinking, affirmations, sometimes even magical thinking. And, there's a great deal of this sort of stuff around. Does it lead to good results? Can it help you? Well, if you're starting in a place of rock bottom, I guess it could help you in some respects, but I also think there's a limitation to the positive thinking stuff, because if you're looking to make a real change, a real positive, lasting change, a lot of the positive thinking stuff ends up being what you might call wishful thinking. When I was a teenager, my mother was very into something called NLP, trained under a guy called Richard Bandler. You can look up. She also went to a lot of the Tony Robbins camps, Anthony Robbins. I think he's still around. And she did all sorts of things, walked over hot coals and stood on top of a giant pole to overcome a fear of heights and all sorts of other things. I would say that while these methods, NLP, positive psychology, goal psychology, success coaching, all of this sort of stuff, can give you some results, I think that there is one key ingredient that often goes missing along the time. Or, I'm not going to say that all of these people don't understand what I'm about to say. I'm just saying that from a lot of the books, a lot of the airport books that you can pick up, this principle I'm about to go through is not always made as explicit as it might be in the material. The concept I want to talk about is called transmutation. Now, that is not simply the name of a magic school in Dungeons and Dragons. You may remember the School of Transmutation. It is a much older alchemical principle where you're turning quite literally one substance into another substance. And in order to make permanent, lasting personal transformation, something like the alchemical process of transmutation must take place. Now, in this video, I'm going to try to give you some pointers towards what you need to do to inculcate transmutation. But, like with many things in life, without a little bit of pain, you're not going to have gain. Right, it's not going to be like totally easy. There's going to be some effort involved. Now, before I get to all of that, it's still May, so in fact, we're running out of time. By the time you watch this, there'll be literally days left of my May sale. This is probably the last chance you're going to get actually to pick up, use promo code COOL to pick up a course with 25% off. I'm going to play the ad. When I come back, I'm going to talk about transmutation. Everybody wants to be cool. Like this guy. This guy is cool. Do you know who else is cool? People who do courses at the academic agency. And you too can be cool by getting a course today with promo code COOL, which gets you 25% off all courses. Today. Promo code COOL. All right, so what is it? What is, in a nutshell, when we talk about transmutation, what is going on? Well, if you have some issue that's holding you back in life, some big problem, my big problem is I keep on being texted. If there is some big kind of obstacle that's holding you back, if there's some character flaw you've got, some trait that keeps on sabotaging life, relationships, whatever else, then presumably this is the thing that you have pinpointed that you need to change. Okay. Could take the form of addiction, although the first video in this Ride the Tiger series talked specifically about that. This is kind of at a kind of deeper, more fundamental level, you know, these sorts of things, like why do you always do that? Or why do you, you know, make plans and then don't follow through on them? Or why do you, I don't know, not have the strength of character to, you know, fulfill your potential or whatever it is, whatever it is, okay, whatever it is. And a lot of the time, these flaws, whatever they may be, not only, you know, sabotage your success, but they also kind of cause you pain. They cause you pain in your life, pain and misery. So when we talk about transmutation, you want to go from a state where that's the thing that's happening and it's causing you pain, or it's causing you to lack something, that, and then that lack is causing you pain. And you want to get to a situation where that problem has gone away, that trait is no longer there, the lack is no longer there, and the thing that you want is achieved. Okay, those are the two different states. You want to go from one state to another state. And the reason why I call this video Positive Thinking Alone Won't Get You There is because in order for your mind, body, soul, whatever you want to call it, to truly process the alchemical change, it needs to feel the pain. It needs to feel the pain of the issue, of the lack of the thing that you want, of the trait that is causing you pain. You need to not only feel it, but kind of feel it in an embodied way, okay? And once you feel that pain, you then feel, you can kind of visualize or think about the relief you would feel if that pain has gone away, the relief you would feel if you had that thing that you want. And then you feel the kind of sense of gratitude, fulfillment, relief, and so on, in the new state. And the alchemical process that is going on is going from pain to some form of not pain, relief, even pleasure. Okay. But in order to create that, you need to have both sides of it. And a lot of the positive thinking stuff either assumes that that pain is there already, okay, and that you know it all too well. Or it tries to kind of beeline that and just focus on this good thing that you want over here. Okay. Now there's all sorts of issues with some of the pure kind of positive thinking stuff. Okay. If you do it kind of too intently, the positive thinking stuff, you can get what they call lust after the result. You become so obsessed with trying to get this good thing over there that you then trigger that thing I talked about before, which is the kind of resistance that you get if you push too much. So ideally, you actually want to kind of get to a mindset where you behave like and you believe that you already have this thing that you want. You already embody the qualities that is going to get you this thing, okay? And it's easier to do that if you know what it is to have the pain of not having it. If you know what it is to have to embody that pain, okay? Now, what makes this very difficult is that your ego, for lack of a better word, is working overtime to do anything possible to protect you from experiencing that pain. It will work in overdrive. It will do anything possible to stop you from confronting and feeling that pain. It will blame other people. It will blame external situations. It will come up with cope justifications for the thing that you're trying to get rid of. It will try to convince you that actually this thing is serving you well when it's not serving you. Okay. So one of the issues that faces the transmutation process is overcoming that egoistic self that is working overtime, is actually working as a guard. Now, it's doing its best to protect you because it doesn't want you to be upset. It doesn't want you to feel pain. It doesn't want it, Master, which is you, right, to be hurt, basically. So it's not its fault that it's doing that. But in a way, for this process to work, the transmutation process to work, you need to get it out of the way and you need to really feel that pain. And when you unlock that pain, it can be very upsetting. Very upsetting. It can be, you can feel like a black hole is swallowing you up. You want the earth to just take you whole. Okay, and it can be very profound to truly sit with that pain for a little bit. Okay, whatever it happens to be. And everybody's got their own issues. Everybody's got their own hurts, their own things they're trying to overcome. Okay, regardless of who you are, regardless of how rich and successful and famous you are, somebody will have something, okay, that they're not willing to confront, or something that's holding them back. Or, you know, I mean, there may be a few people out there who are, you know, like the true ubermensch or something, but most people will have something that they're not willing to confront that is holding them back, stopping them fulfilling their potential, etc. So a large part of the transmutation process is being able to button down those egoistic defenses enough that you face that self. You know, in the language of Carl Jung, you call it the shadow, you know, shadow self or whatever, but you confront those aspects about yourself. Okay. And it won't always be a case of self-sabotage, or it won't always be something that you've done wrong. But a lot of the time, you still need to feel the pain, because the reason that you're looking to do this is because you're not where you want to be in whatever it is. There's something you want that you don't currently have, whatever it is. Something, it could be a girlfriend, right? It could be money. It could be, I mean, what are all the things that people want? It could be a nice sports car, right? That you see some bloke down the road who's got one, and every time you see him in that, it makes you feel bad. Okay, that's not right. It's not for anybody else to judge. If you really want it, okay, so be it. I'm not going to tell you you're right or wrong to want the sports car, in other words, okay? But the point is, to get from here, you who doesn't have it, to get to over there, you who does have it, something stronger than simply wishful thinking or positive thinking needs to take place. Transmutation needs to take place, an actual self-transformation, okay? So you can become the guy who's got the sports car, let's say this is just an example, quite a trivial, facile example. Many other people may have higher aspirations than simply a sports car. Okay. You could have spiritual aspirations, you could have, you know, it could be any number of things. Love, family, whatever. Whatever it is. Feeling happy in your life. Fulfillment of various different kinds. Whatever it is. Could just want to be like, enjoy nature more, whatever. Be more present. Okay, be more present just to enjoy life more. You know, stop being angry about politics, whatever the thing is, okay, requires this alchemical process to take place. Now, there are all sorts of, I mean, every different school going, okay, mystic, spiritual, magical, psychological, you know, success coaching, will have some sort of process to take you through transmutation, okay? You're going to have to find your own one. I can't really sit here and tell you, you know, definitely do this one or definitely do that one. The point I want to, the point I want to make in the video is understanding the underlying principle of the thing, what is actually happening. Because you won't be able to understand truly how to get to over there until you've felt over there. If you want the change to be, I mean, you can have some results, like I said, like you'll be able to have some results, but to truly make that, you know, huge change, lasting, permanent, you need to sit with the pain in order to get to the state of non-pain or happiness or whatever it is. Okay. All right. I think that'll do. Bit of a shorter one today. But I'm not going to lie. The process has to have some heaviness. Has to have some darkness. You have to kind of sometimes go down in order to come back up again. I talked about tarot a few weeks back. One of the tarot cards, which you can look up, is the Ten of Swords. This is, you know, the one with the guy with literally 10 swords in his back. Right, that is rock bottom. Now, there's different ways of looking at this because, you know, some people can just like hit rock bottom. Okay. It may not be as all totalizing as that. It could just be like, let's go back to the trivial matter of the bloke who wants the sports car because when he sees his neighbor, he's got one, makes him feel sad for some reason that he doesn't have one. Okay. Now, it could well be that that guy's life is going well in many other ways. But in that specific issue, okay, that can have its own rock bottom, its own pain associated with it, and so on and so forth. So it doesn't have to be as heavy and as all totalizing as all that, okay? But in some cases, depends on how deep the issue is, depends on how big the transformation you want to make is, it could be. And when, you see, because of what I told you about the ego earlier on, when we think about facing something like that, or the dark night of the soul, okay, or hitting rock bottom or feeling that pain, we already try to start coming up with excuses for why we don't want to do it. We start coming up with ways that we can avoid doing it. We'd rather do anything else. We'd rather do anything else than face that or sit with that. But how are you going to beat it unless you're prepared to face it? And all the positive thinking in the world is not going to make a whole bit of difference if that's still sitting there. Okay? You can see, I mean, I talked in one video about some people talk about demons, right? Well, just imagine that's just a demon or a dragon or something. It's just sitting there. How are you gonna make a change if it's still sitting there? You need to somehow smoke it out, bring it out. You can see it in that way, bring it out in order to confront it, slay it, and then you'll be able to move to the other end. It's another way of looking at transmutation. But these are all just ways of visualizing and thinking about or symbolizing something that's just in yourself. Okay, bit of a heavier ride the tiger today, but you asked for these sorts of advices and I thought I'd give them. Okay, enjoy your weekend, everyone. Pick up a course. Last chance for promo code COOL, and I'll see you all next time. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just 3 of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.